And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? As well as Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. The Tuscola County Human Development Commission announced it will end its collaboration in 6 months with the Caro Transit Authority that operates the Thumb Body Bus. The bus service that began in the early 80s will cease operations on September 30th if another arrangement is not made to take over the operations. The reason given in the notice of disillusionment was not being able to reach a working agreement with the CTA. In 1988, the city of Caro and the two townships formed the CTA to oversee the operation of the bus service, and the transportation service was paid for with a millage tax levy paid by the city of Caro, the township, service fees, and governmental funding. In the meantime, another entity is being sought to take over operation of the transportation service. In a rare show of unity at the Michigan Capitol, lawmakers have agreed to something unexpected, designating an official state duck. The wood duck, known for its striking colors and distinctive nesting habits, has cleared both the House and the Senate with flying colors, strong bipartisan support, and now heads to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's expected to sign it into law. And if approved, the wood duck will join Michigan's roster of state symbols, including the robin, apple blossom, and painted turtle. The species is more than just eye-catching, though. It's closely tied to Michigan's wetlands and forest, where it nests in tree cavities and returns each spring to breed. Once, it was nearly wiped out by overhunting and habitat loss. The wood duck, though, has made a noble comeback thanks to conservation efforts and nesting programs, making it a fitting emblem of the state's natural heritage. Not all lawmakers supported the measure, with some calling it a costly distraction from more pressing issues. Still, the bill's overwhelming support highlights a rare moment of cooperation in Lansing, proof that, occasionally, even small ideas can bring broad agreement. And in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a pivotal moment unfolded in the felony case against Mr. David King. Facing charges of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree, Mr. King has opted for a plea bargain that significantly reshapes his legal path. He will waive his right to a preliminary examination and plead guilty to the fourth degree sexual conduct charge. And in exchange, prosecutors are set to dismiss the related assault and battery counts, with restitution to be paid if applicable. This voluntary decision confirmed by the court now fast-tracks Mr. King's case to the circuit court for arraignment on April 13th at 9 a.m. A critical chapter closes and another begins, all within the confines of Judge Ferris's courtroom. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Sure Health, with your national news.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. better life.
And we are back with your national news. Golf legend Tiger Woods was arrested and charged with driving under the influence following an incident in Florida early Monday morning. Local law enforcement reported that the arrest occurred after a vehicle stop, though further details regarding the circumstances have not yet been fully released. This incident marks another legal challenge for the athlete, who has faced various personal and health struggles over the last several years. Representatives for Woods have not yet released a statement regarding the charges or the status of the legal proceedings. And in a recent interview, the president stated that the United States has already begun taking active steps to exert control over the Strait of Hormuz. The move is framed as a strategic necessity to protect global energy supplies and counter regional threats in the area. The assertion highlights an escalation in U.S. military posturing in the Middle East. Critics and international observers are closely monitoring the situation and concerned about the potential for further conflict in one of the world's most critical maritime choke points. A large-scale U.S. study released today reveals that more than a quarter of patients with hard-to-treat high blood pressure may have an undiagnosed hormone imbalance. The research found that 27% of those patients had elevated levels of cortisol, a hormone often associated with chronic stress. Medical experts suggest that these findings could change the way hypertension is screened and treated, and by addressing the underlying cortisol issues, doctors may be able to help patients who have previously been unresponsive to standard blood pressure medications. And we will be right back after this message from Ashley with Ashley Home Store.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come and check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buy deals on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frames starting at $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at Ashley in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later with no interest until 2031? You can. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time event that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back with your international news. Israeli artillery fire reportedly targeted the headquarters of UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon today. The Lebanon National News Agency, or NNA, confirmed the strike, which comes during a period of intense cross-border hostilities. The incident has raised international concerns regarding the safety of UN personnel in conflict zones. No immediate casualty reports for UN staff were available, but the strike is expected to draw condemnation from the international community and calls for a ceasefire. And the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed severe damage to the heavy water production plant in Kandab, Iran. The agency stated that the facility is no longer operational following the recent military strikes. The loss of the plant represents a significant setback for Iran's nuclear infrastructure, and IAEA inspectors are continuing to monitor the situation to assess the environmental and security implications of the facility's destruction. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to Jordan today for a surprise meeting with King Abdullah II. The two leaders discussed a potential security partnership and regional stability. The visit highlights Ukraine's ongoing efforts to broaden its diplomatic support base outside of the West. Jordan has historically played a key role in Middle Eastern security, and the meetings suggest a deepening of ties between the two nations. And we will be right back after this message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we are back. And we do not have any obituaries to report at this time. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.